Philippine ship is an unlikely outpost that is angering China. The New York Times, November 11, 2023, 4:37 a.m. Yet for more than two decades, it has been an unlikely flashpoint in the South China Sea. The rusty, World War II-era ship beached on a tiny reef that has become a symbol of Philippine resistance against Beijing. The Philippine government ran the vessel aground in 1999 on the Second Thomas Shoal, a contested reef 120 miles off the coast of the western province of Palawan. The dilapidated warship, known as the Sierra Madre, will never sail again. But it has remained there ever since, a marker of the Philippines' claim to the shoal and an effort to prevent China from seizing more of the disputed waters. On Friday, the reporter for the New York Times was among a group given rare access to a Philippine resupply mission, first boarding the Coast Guard ship the BRP Cabra and then an inflatable dinghy to get within 1,000 yards of the Sierra Madre. The Philippines has portrayed its struggle against China as one of David and Goliath. After multiple clashes in recent years, the Philippine Coast Guard has started inviting journalists on its missions to resupply the handful of people remaining on the Sierra Madre. It is part of a public relations strategy to show the world how Beijing is asserting its might in the South China Sea. Image: the Sierra Madre seen from an inflatable dinghy during the Philippine resupply mission. Decades of exposure to the elements have weathered the ship. Credit: Camille Elamad for the New York Times. This mission was the closest that any civilian has gotten to the ship in over a year, since China intensified its blockade of the shoal. Around midnight, the Cabra was 16 nautical miles from the Sierra Madre when four Chinese ships began shadowing it. When the sun rose around 6 a.m., the cat-and-mouse game immediately began. The Chinese ships boxed in the Cabra, forcing the vessel to maneuver its way out. This occurred at least two more times. The ships repeatedly challenged each other over the radio. At one point, at least 15 Chinese vessels had gathered triple the number of Philippine ships. "You are a state party to UNCLOs," a Filipino officer on the Cabra told a Chinese ship over the radio, referring to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, the international agreement governing marine and maritime activities. "Your actions are illegal. Stop your activity, or face the consequence of your action. Stop the operation and leave the sea area immediately," the Chinese radioed in response. Video: members of the Philippine Coast Guard aboard the Cabra as a Chinese vessel approaches. Credit. Jay Hosnar for the New York Times. The Cabra's captain, Emmanuel Gangate, was on his eighth resupply mission. He had been instructed that day to get within 3 nautical miles of the shoal. A few times, Captain Gangate ordered his crew to move the ship full speed ahead. They did so, shouting out to him the updated speeds of the Cabra and of the Chinese ships nearby. A Chinese Coast Guard vessel crossed the Cabra's bow at least twice. When the vessel was only yards away, the radar system turned red, warning of collision danger. After about 2 hours, the Cabra finally inched closer to the mouth of the shoal, still surrounded by Chinese ships. Captain Gangate said it was the closest he had ever been to the military outpost. Throughout the journey, the U.S. Navy Poseidon Maritime Patrol aircraft hovered overhead. Later in the day, the Philippines lodged a protest with China for what it described as unprovoked acts of coercion. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry, Juan Wenbin, said the Philippine ships had trespassed into the waters, violating China's sovereignty. He added that Beijing had protested the moves, and that the Chinese Coast Guard had taken necessary law enforcement measures. Image: Chinese Coast Guard personnel aboard their ship on Friday. A spokesman for the China's foreign ministry said the Philippine vessels had trespassed into the waters, violating China's sovereignty. Credit: Jay Hosnar for the New York Times. The episode was part of a broader pattern that has been playing out in the South China Sea for years. China has repeatedly harassed the Philippines' vessels as they sought to resupply the Navy troops who guard the Sierra Madre. Each mission runs the risk of escalating into a broader conflict. Since the start of the year, the Chinese Coast Guard has deployed a water cannon, shined a military-grade laser and collided with Philippine vessels. The United States has condemned the actions and vowed to aid the Philippines, its oldest treaty ally in the Indo-Pacific, in the event of an armed attack. China says Manila previously agreed to tow away the Sierra Madre, the claim that President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. of the Philippines disputes. The Philippines maintains that it is well within its right to repair the ship, a commissioned Navy vessel in its own territory. In 2016, an international tribunal ruled that the second Thomas Shoal called Ayungan Shoal in the Philippines is less than 200 nautical miles from Palawan and therefore part of the country's exclusive economic zone. China, which claims 90% of the South China Sea, has rejected the ruling. W.